Okay, let's start. First of the series of 5779, Please God, we'll go over some of the points of the machzor over the next couple of weeks.
The
machzor. Last year we did slichot. I figured, you want to do slichos?
No, I'll do whatever you
By
want.
The way, the slichot are beautiful. I'm telling you, I know nobody understands a word of them, and they're boring, and they're blah, blah, blah. Yeah. This morning, I was focusing, and I went to Clanton Park this morning for slichas, and they say it relatively slowly, not so. I couldn't keep up because I decided I'm going to say the slichas and make sure I understand every word. So I have a slichot book that has, the Hebrew words that are hard. So I was looking at them, so it takes a long time. I've noticed, that's why I gave the shirim on slichot. The slichot are beautiful, and we should do at slichot what we do on keynote. They have all kinds of theological issues. We spoke about some of that last year, maybe another time. Let's start with Mariv. We're going to start from Mariv, and hopefully every night we'll pick a different part of the Machzor. We'll see exactly what we do every night. You'll ask questions, see who comes, etc. Okay, so I call this, why is this night different? So what's different about Mariv of Rosh Hashanah? So first of all, there's an... we know that in the time of the Talmud... you never knew at night if it was going to be Rosh Hashanah, because you can only do Kiddush HaChodesh in the day. So you found out whenever Rosh Hashanah was, when we had the original calendar that's done on based on two witnesses coming, what happened was the witnesses could only come in the daytime, even if they would see the moon at night. So if the Beit Din declared that day Rosh Chodesh, that means retroactively last night was Rosh Hashanah. So came the 30th day of Elul, which would be the 30th day of Elul. They didn't know if it would be the 1st of Tishrei or the 30th of Elul. They didn't know if witnesses would come. So they observed the 30th day of Elul as if it's Rosh Hashanah. And if witnesses came and they were living in Jerusalem, that's it. They had one day of Rosh Hashanah. If witnesses did not come, so they had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai made a whole rule that you can only accept witnesses till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, till mincha time, because it'd be all confusing if they came too late. He wouldn't know what shir to say. And then he didn't want people going back to observe it as a weekday, so you'd observe 2 days of yontif, even if not. And of course, then from there developed the minhag that we have, that even in Israel, we have 2 days of yontif of Rosh Hashanah. So you never really knew Rosh Hashanah night, except it was on the second night. And the Talmud says it was very rare. Only once, I don't understand this exactly, how this happened, but the Talmud says only once from the time of Ezra, I guess for hundreds of years, was Elul Me'ubar. In other words, they always declared the new moon on the 30th. Came out every year, but I guess something they came late. Anyway, so when they began Rosh Hashanah at night, they didn't even know it was Rosh Hashanah. It's like a funny thing. To us, that's so weird. Like, imagine having a Pesach Seder now. You don't do anything at night, as we'll get to, except there's no Seder Hayom. There's nothing we do. We have Minhagim today, what we eat, Rosh Hashanah night, etc. But we didn't know it was Rosh Hashanah. Yes?
No, but it's the 30th all the time, isn't it?
No. Unlike every Rosh Chodesh, where the first day of Rosh Chodesh is the 30th, and the second day is the first,
right.
Not in Tishrei.
But I mean,
Tishrei, Elul is 29 days, and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, we'll get to 1 minute, we don't observe Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. We're going to talk about that, hopefully. It's days 1 and 2. Rosh Hashanah is always 1 and 2
so
of Tishrei.
Elul is
always 29 days. The way our calendar is set up, a lot of people may not be aware of it. There are only 2 months in the year that switch. It's just like in the English calendar, there's 1 month that switches every 4 years, February. In the Hebrew calendar, only 2 months ever switch. Every month, the way, 10 months never switch, and the 2 months are, of course...
Adar.
No, that's a different story. When you have an extra Adar, but whether it's 29 or 30 days will never switch. Adar is always 29 days, at least the Adar before Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is always only 1 day. What are the 2 months that switch? Are only Cheshvan and Kislev. And that's why a Jewish year can be 353, and they can be either both 29, both 30, or 29 and 30. Cheshvan is always, like Tishrei is always 30 days, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is always 2 days. There's always 1 day Rosh Chodesh Av, there's always 2 days Rosh Chodesh Elul, which means the month before, 30 days. Av is always, always 30 days. Elul is always 29 days. Cheshvan and Tishrei switch. So a calendar can be 353, 354, or 355, depending on the year, or 380, 384, 85, and a leap year. That's how the calendar works. And because of that, all our holidays, Rosh Hashanah can only be 4 days of the week. Lo Adu Rosh, Rosh, the first day of Rosh Hashanah can't be Adu. Aleph, Dalet, Vav cannot be on a Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Lo Bedu Pesach. Pesach cannot be on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, the first day. So you'll never have a Saturday night, you know, Rosh Hashanah, like the first day being on Sunday. That will never happen. Never the first day on a Friday. Not so because of Rosh Hashanah, we're not going to get into Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah. The way our calendar is set up, that was not true most during the time when they had Kiddush Al Pi Hariyah. Rosh Hashanah could be whenever it was, whenever the witness came. The Beit Din could decide not to accept the witnesses, etc. So they started Rosh Hashanah in the original time. They didn't even know it was Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but what we do. So everything, we come to Shul Rosh Hashanah, we have a different tune. The Maharil in the Maharil is the one of the main sources, Rav Yaakov Molin, I believe, 14th century Germany. He is quoted by the Ramah, who's sort of the final authority in the Shulchan Aruch, all the time. And the Maharil is really much more of a founder of the Minhagim of Ashkenaz. The Ramah is really quoting earlier, like, customs. And I think it's in the name of the Maharil, the Shulchan Aruch brings down a famous like comment. You have to know exactly when it applies. You cannot change the tunes. That Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the tunes are special. I don't have to, I'm sure everybody knows, you go to a shul where the chazan says some tune nobody ever heard of, you get all upset. Can you imagine if they do, that'd be a revolution. So does that apply to Rosh Hashanah Yikate? Like, where exactly it applies? But there are tunes, and for sure there's mood, because tunes represent the mood. The tune for Kol Nidre, you cannot switch it. You throw rocks at the chazan if he switches it. So that's already in the Maharil. You cannot switch tunes. The tunes become holy. So we do, to a certain extent. But we do nothing. Rosh Hashanah Marv is same. Then you come to... I'm getting there until we get to Shmon Esrei. The first part of Marv is the same. Birchat Shema. So when I say, why is it we're talking the Machzor, Rosh Hashanah, there's nothing to talk about till after Shomer Mo Yisrael Ad, which on the Yontif is... So on Shabbos, we're not following the minute. The Vilna Gaon doesn't say anything. But our custom is, on Shabbos we say Vishamru, on Yom Tov we say Vayedaber Moshe et Moadei Hashem Abnei Yisrael, and on Rosh Hashanah we say Tiku B'chodesh, you know, Shofar, B'kesa L'yom Chageinu, Kichok L'Yisrael. So that's why I alluded to earlier, before that, B'kesa L'yom Chageinu means what? L'chasot. When it's hidden. What does that mean? So there's the physical and the spiritual answer. In other words, Rosh Hashanah is a holiday where the new moon is hidden because it's the first of the month. In other words, you just begin to see all other holidays take place in basically the 15th of the month because there's a full moon. It's not a coincidence that Pesach, when we left Egypt, the national strength takes place when the moon is strong. The first mitzvah given to the Jewish people to sanctify the new moon, set up a calendar. So Purim is on the 14th and the 15th. Pesach is on the 15th. Tu Bishvat is on the 15th. Tu B'Av is on the 15th. Sukkot is on the 15th. Everything's on the 15th. Rosh Hashanah is not. Hanukkah is also on the 25th, but that's why it's light. The holiday of light, because it's the end of the month. It's the middle of the winter. But so Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara has H. Rosh, the moon is hidden. There's no moon. But it's more. Yeah, because it's 10 days after, and Shavuos is 50 days after. Correct. It's not like, it's Pesach and 50 days later, 7 times 7. That was more important than Shavuos. Yom Kippur is 10 days after Rosh Hashanah. So 10 days also, the moon is growing. But even Shavuos and Yom Kippur, it's the first half of the month. There is no holiday in the Jewish calendar, except for Hanukkah, that begins in the second half of the month. Tisha, the 17th of Tammuz is not a holiday. I'm sorry? Why we don't do a Sfeik of the Yom and Yom Kippur? Because it's too hard. It's too hard. It's only a minhag to do Sfeik of the Yom. It's too hard.
There was that big argument.
Yeah, and everybody knows in Shanghai, there were some people who fast food. Yeah, when Rosh Hashanah should be, but right. Not the fast 2 days on Yom Kippur. That's insane. That's even though it's a Sfeika Doraita, in other words, even when they really didn't know, there was 2,000 years ago when they really didn't know when Yom Kippur was, I still they only fasted 1 day. They assumed Elul was 29 days, even if they know, because to fast 2 days is too hard. Even though normally a Sfeika Doraita, when you're in doubt on a Bilgal, you have to be strict, there's a limit. Right, because the reason there's a Sveika Dioma, I don't want to get too far afield, is basically because we want to make a distinction between Israel and Chutz Lartz. That's the reason. The Gemara says Minag, the Gemara, it's a Minag, it's not. But on Rosh Hashanah, Israel's like us. On Yom Kippur, we're like them. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have nothing to do with the land of Israel. Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, the holidays that relate to the land of Israel, are the holidays where there's a distinction between Israel and Chutz Lartz. It's not a coincidence. In other words, if you look at it in a broad sense. And I point out how Menachem Liptak said, what's our laning? Always action yotiv, kol ha-bechor, the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. The mitzvah, the laning that we do here on Shmini Atzeret, okay, it's the same thing. This is the last day of Pesach and the second day of Shavuot is the laning of mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, because that's the second day yotiv. If you have aliyah l'regel, you don't have second day yotiv. So it's not... It's really connected to the calendar so much. Yeah, that was the original impetus. But the Chachamim decided to keep it, I think, in order to maintain a distinction between Israel and Chutz Lartz. It has nothing to do with the calendar anymore. But they would only keep one day Yom Kippur. But there was a time where they kept one day Yom Kippur and 2 days Sukkot, and they didn't really know. Because it's okay to keep an extra day of Sukkot when it was really a Sveika Dioma Bevakasha. But Yom Kippur, to keep 2 days Yom Kippur, is way too hard. So the Halacha didn't allow it. So you're right. Logically, it doesn't make sense. Once you're keeping 1 day Yom Kippur, it makes no sense logically. But it's not illogical. I'm saying it's illogical. But the point of it, it's a whole different reason. Each one is viewed independently. It's not the system. It's not 100%. But... it's not just that it's, 20 minutes isn't enough. It's not just Bekesa Liyom Chagenu that Rosh Chodesh is hidden, the moon is hidden. We also know philosophically it's hidden. In other words, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. The simple reason they gave, because when the king and the nobleman, the Prince Charles, when he comes, it's a nice big deal. But if Queen Elizabeth and Prince Charles come, nobody cares about Prince Charles. They care only about Queen Elizabeth. I don't know if that's exactly true, but you understand what I'm saying. So when the Queen comes, or the King, when the King of King comes, Rosh Chodesh is nothing. So that's, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. The other more sort of philosophical reason or a reason is based on the famous Medrash, how the moon complained. Rosh Hashanah is all about the Malchut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The famous Medrash, Shneha Morot HaGdolim, God created the moon and the sun equal. Didn't the moon complain, so the moon was put down? So we don't mention the moon because it's an attack on the kingdom of Hashem. But that becomes the primary pasuk that we identify Rosh Hashanah. That's the first thing. Tikkun B'Chodesh, Shofar B'Kesa Liyom Chagenu. That's, now we begin Rosh Hashanah. Now we come to Shemoneh Esrei. So Shemoneh Esrei, all of a sudden, is very different. So we'll start with the comment of the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor, anybody know who the Baal HaMor was? One of the most colorful personalities in all of Jewish history. One of the great rabbinic. He lived in the 12th century in Provence. Provence was a great center of Jewish learning. The best of Spain and the best of Ashkenaz. The culture of Spain and the intensity of learning of Ashkenaz sort of combined. And the Baal HaMor was a chavrus of the Ravid, the famous Ravid who on the Rambam. And the Baal HaMor wrote a commentary on the Riv, not a commentary. The Baal HaMor wrote an attack. Attack is a strong word. He wrote, the Riv wrote the first, your summary of the Gemara. And the Baal HaMor wrote all the places the Riv is wrong. And the Rambam, where he thought the Riv was wrong. And the Ramban comes to defend the Riv against the attacks of the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor writes in his commentary on Rosh Hashanah, and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik said the Baal HaMor is right, that you daven malchiot zichronot and shofarot at Mariv, Shachrit, and Minchatu. And he said that's what they did. When he grew up in Provence, that was the minhag they used to do. Can you imagine how long daven would be at malchiot zichronot and shofarot? So they wouldn't have all the piyutim. Why? It's all, the Gemara says, when the Gemara talks about how many brachot we say on Rosh Hashanah, so the Gemara says there are 9 because of Chana. There are 7 on Shabbat, 18, 19 on a regular day. When we say 7 on Shabbat, it's 7 all 4 tefillot. When the Gemara says there are 9 brachot on Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara never says 9 brachot at Musaf. So how that happened, maybe tomorrow. I mean, please God, we'll have the shir every night. But that's the Baal HaMor's view, that you say Malchut Zichronot and Shofarot at Mariv too. We do not do that. What do we do? This Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. We do say, B'chein ten pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu, B'chein ten kavod. We say a whole series before we say the Bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh. I'm not going to have time to fully develop it, but I'll start, maybe I'll leave that to tomorrow. I'll say one other point that I can say maybe a little bit quicker. What happens on Rosh Chodesh if you forget, everybody knows this halacha, what happens if you forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh? At Mariv, everybody knows this, right? Baruch Hashem, you don't have to repeat it. That's why people forget Mariv much more, because they know, no big deal. At Shachrit, they're more careful, right? I forget much more often at Mariv. Shachrit, I never forget. Mariv, I forget half the time. Even though I remind myself, even though they drop right before. What happens if you forget to say HaMelech HaKadosh at Mariv on the first night of Rosh Hashanah? You have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. The halach is, if you forget HaMelech HaKadosh, the theme of Rosh Hashanah, the theme of the whole 10 days is Malchiyot. That's the theme of Rosh Hashanah. Not Slicha, not Kapar. There are no Slichas on Rosh Hashanah. The theme of Malchiyot. Malchiyot is the major theme of Rosh Hashanah. The Chazan begins at HaMelech for a reason. So, if you forget HaMelech HaKadosh, you have to repeat the entire Shemona Esrei throughout the Aseret Yemei HaTshuvah. So what happens if you forget it the first night Mariv? You have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. And probably, now, it doesn't happen so often, because nobody knows it, unless they say it very quickly, they forgot. Because Baruch Hashem, we've got all these XP team. Tomorrow night we'll hopefully explain this. We'll have all the extra PU team here, so you don't forget it because of that. But if you would forget it, so one, I forget now the name, somebody said, you don't have to repeat it. Emekachimet HaKodesh Berav, the Rosh Hashanah as we began. Rosh Hashanah will begin, you only know retroactively. It was Rosh Hashanah like last night, halach. The Kiddush HaKodesh can only take place in the day. It's all retroactive. So therefore, you don't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Emekachimet HaKodesh Berav, you're off the hook of our celebration. You gave all your tishir, why that's wrong. That Yalav Yavo, because it's not like you forget Yalav Yavo Kiddush HaKodesh, because it says, because the theme of Rosh Hashanah is Malchiyot, then forgetting HaMelech HaKadosh, it's like you didn't daven Shemona Esrei. It's not like you forgot Yalav Yavo, you forgot a little piece. You do repeat it, you don't repeat it. If you don't say HaMelech HaKadosh, you haven't davened. But anyways, the Baal HaMor's view was, we say Malchiyot, Zichron Shor, even Amar, we don't do that, so we have to figure out, why are we saying B'chein Tein Pachtecha at Mar? So please go out tomorrow night, we'll pick up on that. Okay. Bakasha. Thank you.